Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Y. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I have an excellent interview feature for you tonight from a Florida-based producer called @Narco. I'll get to that shortly, but first up is this episode's track of the week. This is an amazing piano hook and an incredibly happy track. This is Kaitus and Faye with Lose Control, so enjoy this. We'll be right back. Okay, an excellent track of the week there to start things off. If it's on Stereo Records right now, it's Kaidas and Faye with Lose Control. Up next is the main feature of my show tonight. It's an interview with Canadian producer At Narco. It's an excellent interview featuring six tracks from At Narco. Full track list for this is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a full slate of At Narco web links. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a bit. This is DJ Wah speaking to At Narco, a DJ and producer originally from Canada, now residing in Florida, who has been producing since 2001. He's been released on prominent labels like Lost My Dog, Noir, Fade Records, Faceless, and 2020 Vision. His track Lost Again featured on BBC's Essential Selection and was one of Pete Tong's Tracks of the Year for 2013. It is a pleasure to be speaking to him. This is At Narco. So first question here is, what elements make up the At Narco sound?
You know, I like to kind of move around in styles and so forth, but typically the grooves are pretty hypnotic. Some kind of melodies, it tends to be pretty deep and techy type tracks. You know.
Is there anything about growing up in Canada that inspired you to head in this musical direction?
You know, I can't really say there is. I wish that I could, but I mean, other than, you know, my moniker, you know, kind of coming to me in terms of, you know, as my own actual name. So that part of it, I guess, a little bit. You know, my parents were in bands and were musicians and so forth. And I was always into music in general, but I don't think I could really point to anything specific to Canada.
Did you have any early musical training that paid dividends as you found yourself interested in producing electronic music?
You know, I would say not really. You know, I was a DJ before I made records, all the way back to the early 90s. You know, I guess you could say, you know, making record or DJing kind of helps me make, you know, more dance floor friendly, you know, records.
Recently you made your way to Florida. What was the attraction of moving there, and how has this had any effect on the productions you're doing?
I moved to Florida with my family, so I really didn't have much say in that matter. You know, I'm a big believer that your environment certainly influences the type of music that you make. And I think in Florida, you know, maybe that's why I make this deeper type of music or something, just because it's so hot and humid and okay. Swampy here that you just kind of want to be chill, you know.
We'll be right back.
When you're producing, which DAW do you produce with?
Currently, I'm using Ableton, which seems to be sort of the de facto kind of lately anyways, but I've used them all from Logic to Studio Vision Pro back in, you know, and Master Tracks.
I've never heard of that one even.
Yeah, you have to go back to, like, you know, the early 90s for that. All the way to, you know, I used to write records on my hardware sequencer, my ASR-10, and even the MPC at one.
Do you have one go-to VST that you couldn't live without, and why?
Probably one of my favorites is old and trusty Silent. Really, really simple, easy to use. I like things that are very, very simple and straightforward. You know, I don't like to have to hunt and find parameters and things like that. So for me, you know, just the easier, more simple, the better. And Silent is a great example of that.
Okay. And do you program most of your own sounds, or do you go with the presets that are already in there?
I generally program most of my own sounds. I don't use a ton of software synths. You know, I have a studio full of hardware.
Segueing into that, what is the hardware that you have kicking around there and that you use?
Some of my favorite stuff, probably my Roland SH-101. I have a Dave Smith Prophet that I like a lot. My essential drum machine is the Electron Analog Rhythm. I use that on every single track these days. So, you know, and all these things have their place, you know, so it's more of a matter about choosing the right sounds and picking the right synth for the particular message that you're trying to get across.
You've also released a loop package on the Loopmasters website. How did that whole process work? Did they approach you first, or was it something you approached them with?
A friend of mine had done one, and he kind of, I think, had maybe put me in contact with Kelvin over there. And so I kind of hit them up about doing a Loopmasters sample pack, because it's something I always wanted to do. And it took me about 6 months to do it. It was a lot of work. They were really great in that they took out a lot of great advertising. They did a really good, you know, sort of promoting the sample pack. And I think it was a really successful project. And, you know, a lot of the sounds for that, I either wrote the loops for it or went back to some of my older songs that found parts that I wasn't using. And, you know, ended up doing almost a gig worth of samples. And I'm pretty proud of it, actually. We'll be right back.
mentioned earlier, you've been featured on labels like Lost My Dog, Noir, Fade Records, Faceless, and 2020 Vision, just to name a few. Is there one label of these or any others that you are most proud of being released on, and why?
Yeah, you know, there's a few. I mean, the stuff on 2020 I did with Huggy, who's just a legendary DJ from Leeds. And that was really, you know, Huggy sort of was my mentor into house music. I was a touring breaks DJ before I made dance, you know, house music. And so, you know, he sort of was my mentor in that. So those records I'm really proud of, because that was kind of our collaborative effort and him, you know, kind of showing me this new direction. And then, of course, the stuff on Noir, just because, it's, you know, Noir is a great label and a class act. And the collaborative efforts and stuff that we had done, I thought produced some really cool music. And I'm pretty proud of those records as well. A little more song-based as well, which is always nice.
Which do you enjoy more, producing or DJing, and why?
You know, it depends when, you know, if you ask me after I've been on tour for, you know, 3 or 4 months, I'd tell you that I probably enjoy producing more, and vice versa. You know, if I've been holed up in the studio, I'll tell you that I want to be DJing a lot more. So it's kind of, you know, I try to strike a balance, I guess, between the two. You know, one sort of begets the other too, right? Like, you know, making records typically, you know, translates into more DJ gigs. You know, you kind of, it's all part of the same process, I guess.
Take another breath. There's not much left. Your world's away from me, lost it across the galaxy. It was away. I can't understand the heart of a distant woman. I can't understand the heart of a distant woman.
have an upcoming gig at Output in Brooklyn, New York. What's going to be the flavor of the set that you play that night?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't really know. I'm going to kind of feel it out when I get there. Lately, I've been feeling this sort of, you know, late night kind of like druggier type of music and vibe. Maybe, you know, I'm getting ready to go to Burning Man here in a couple, you know, in a month or something. And so maybe that's kind of where my head's at, you know. That's my guess as to what I'll play. But, okay. I definitely play it by ear, and I typically like to, you know, I like to read the crowd and feel the energy of the room. And typically that's what dictates what I'm going to play versus me going in with the preset mindset of this is what I'm going to do.
Which DJ format do you use when you're performing, and why do you use it?
I use 3 CDJs. That's just what's comfortable for me. To me, it's a little more interactive. I'm not really a fan of laptop DJing. I feel like I'm a DJ's DJ, and that I like to, you know, show that you can mix and DJ and perform strongly without using a laptop or sync buttons and things like this.
Do you have a mixer preference when you go and perform as well?
I feel like there's this gap with DJ mixers right now where, like, typically you get out of the zone, right? So it's a zone 92 or whatever, or you get the DJM stuff. And the zones, in my opinion, sound the best, but they're sort of lacking the effects, and also the curve on the faders on the zone to me is like nothing, and then all of it. You know, so the curve on the zones to me, I don't like. Chorusly, you know, I love those Pioneer effects. It definitely adds to the performance a little bit and so forth, but the like sort of sound of the Pioneer is just not to par. I wish there was some kind of bridge of that gap. I know there's been a few attempts at it, but there's nothing that I've seen that's really been very good.
this is hot business.
What do you rate as your top club or festival event of the past 5 or 6 months?
100% OK Cool in Detroit during Movement Festival. Absolutely the best. Hands down the best.
Okay, and what made it so special?
First of all, I love Detroit. I love that city. I love all my friends and family there. The Movement Festival itself is an amazing festival. I think it's the best festival in the U.S., hands down, for underground music anyways. And, you know, the city just comes alive for that. And to be able to play 4 or 5 hours with my good friend, Dax, was a real blessing, you know, and it was just enormously crowded and really, really packed, and the vibe was really through the roof, and all of our friends and family were there. It's as good as a gig as it gets, in my opinion.
You've also played a lot around all over the U.S. over the past 7 or 8 months. How do you like touring there?
You know, for the most part, I love it. Always a little ups and downs and stuff. You know, over the last month, I've been on sort of I took a little break, and which has been nice and just give me a chance to like hang out with my friends and family and just sort of like chill out on the weekends, which is sort of weird a little bit. It feels strange, you know. But it's also made me realize that, you know, you missed out on a lot of things. You know, as an example, you know, from the next week's gig at Output all the way through the end of September, you know, I'm gone every single weekend, and so you miss all the birthday parties and all the, you know, special moments with some of your close friends at home, which, you know, this last month has made me appreciate a little bit more.
Can you name 2 or 3 producers or DJ who you really admire and why?
I mean, certainly the legendary or the more legendary status DJs like 3 on Doc for their like sort of tenacity of stick-to-itiveness. You know, they give me hope. And also, you know, their musical selection. I think they're both great DJs. I mean, Sasha used to be a big influence on me. I like the fact that he's been able to sort of, you know, maintain his underground things through Last Night on Earth and all of that. You know, so I think that's pretty cool. You know, obviously Huggy, Q Burns, it was, and I mean, still is, but was sort of another mentor of mine. One of the smartest guys in the dance music business that I know, for sure.
Recently released the Hot Business EP on the Soup label. These are a couple of really strong remixes that are definitely worth checking out. Narco tracks can be found on Beatport, iTunes, and Juno Download. A full list of Narco web links can be found on the Techno Progressible Facebook page. Thanks a lot for doing this. We'll be right back.
On Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th, it's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Okay, that was an excellent interview there with that Narco. Thanks to him for doing that. I've attached a big list of his web links to the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Check those out to hear more of his deep house goodness. Up next is going to be a brief DJ Wah mix. First track is by Matt Joe, called When You Hear That Sound. Full track list is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a bit.
everybody who just paid them people snuck up in the trunk. What?
August 24th at the Emerald Cabaret, Ora Kogan touring in support of her latest album, Shadowland, an exploration of psychedelic Americana. Joining Kogan is Malcolm Jack, flirting with art rock and free jazz. Tickets are $10, doors at 8, show at 9. Presented by Hidden City Records, sponsored by CITR and Discorder Magazine.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Okay, we are done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. If you enjoyed the show, check it out again in podcast form on either iTunes or on the CITR webpage. Full track list for tonight's show can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Thanks again to At Narco for doing the interview for me. Up next is going to be Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. 3-hour episode of that one. Before we go, we'll finish up with this week's track from the past. For this, we're going to jump back to 2005. This is a beauty from Scottish production duo Silicon Soul. It's from their long player, Staring Into Space. Track is Folly Ado. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.
Yeah.